Hey, yo, I was debating whether to title this Average Females Hate on Us Handsome Guys, or Females in General Hate on Us Handsome Guys, or something else. But regardless of the title of this podcast, it's about your looks, your handsomeness. I'm going to focus on the fellas today. You know, I'm going to, you know, obviously, if you're a female listening to this, I mean a natural born female, you have your own issues and things to deal with in terms of societal pressures and standards and norms for beauty and what it means to be pretty. But for the sake of simplicity, I'm dealing with men. I'm a man. I'm a handsome man. And so that's who I'm speaking to today specifically. So again, and I've addressed this multiple times before, but to reiterate, a handsome man is a man who, on the look scale of 1 to 10, is at least a 7 on the look scale. You could technically have a cute feature, like maybe your eye, you know, maybe a cute smile, or your little nose is cute, or maybe your eye color is cute or something like that, whatever. You could be under a 7 and have a cute feature, but a handsome man is handsome for one reason specifically, and that's the symmetry of your face. You're easy to look at. When someone looks at you, they don't have to squint and turn to the side and kind of hood the eyes to make, you know, you're pleasing to the eye. You're easy on the eyes. You could be a cute guy. You could have a cute feature, but that doesn't mean you're a handsome man. A handsome man can dress in any kind of way. He can let himself go a little bit and people can still see that underneath he's handsome. See, that's the difference. And that's a 7 or above out of 10. That being said, if somebody, a female, now I'm speaking about females. If a female is below average in the looks department and you are a handsome man or a pretty boy, or you're just good, attractive guy, 7, 7.5 and above, 8, 9, 10. An average female may be attracted to you, obviously. She may like what she see. But if she's insecure, she obviously won't even attempt to speak to you, but you may get the opposite reaction. You may get hate from females. Even if a female is attractive or beautiful or pretty, she may still hate on you for your looks, being a handsome, attractive man, because society tends to put females on a pedestal. They're used to the attention. So if you as a handsome man walk in the room and all eyes are on you, it's just your presence. I mean, you're handsome, but it's also how you carry yourself, your energy, your aura. It's strong. You smell nice. You look good. You're confident. You're bold. You're going to garner a lot of attention. If a female walks in that same room, not even simultaneous with you, but is in the room with you, and she's not on the level, I mean, she could even be a good looking female. She could be pretty. I mean, not bad bitch pretty, but I mean, she could be, you know, decent looking female. She may hate on you. She may feel insecure. You know, women, regardless of their looks, garner a lot of attention. Because think about it, and I've mentioned this before in previous podcasts. If a female is average looking, she's going to get a lot of attention because there are a lot of average looking guys. So if a female is a 3, 4, 5, she's going to get attention from 3, 4, 5 guys on a scale of 1 to 10. Obviously, if a female is a 7, 8, 9 or a bad bitch, a 10, she's going to get even more attention. She's going to get attention from 1 to 10. So females are used to men in particular groveling over them, putting them on pedestals, bowing down to them, which, by the way, is why you shouldn't do that. But if a man is getting attention and a female is not because she's not on his level, that's like an existential crisis to a female. They don't know what to do. They may hate on you. They may pull the, oh, he must be gay card. You know, if you're a handsome man, if you're a pretty boy, you got your facial hair groomed up nice, your hair's nice, you're smelling nice, you dress nice, you carry yourself well. You may get the, oh, he must be gay thing happening. most females who find you attractive either obviously want to get with you, but if you're out of their league, in other words, if you're a 7, 8, 9, or 10 and they're a 4, 5, or 6, they know that they don't stand a chance. And if a female is really insecure, that's going to translate into negative energy being thrown your way. I didn't realize I was a handsome man until I was about, I would say, I actually heard it for the first time when I was in college. You know, all throughout high school, I was never told I was handsome. I mean, you know, my aunties and stuff like that. But, you know, my other females or even other guys, I didn't get that I was handsome or good looking in high school. In fact, I thought I was ugly in high school. To compound that insecurity, you know, I had acne at the time and my weight would fluctuate between being overweight and skinny and just, I, you know, like most typical teenagers, I was insecure about my looks. It wasn't until my freshman year in college where I started literally being told I was handsome by females or good looking by females or cute by females. And because I was gay, males at the time. But as an adult, as an older adult, I didn't really believe it until I would say I hit 40 years old and I sort of came into my own. I sort of grew into my look. I used to think that my forehead was too big, my neck was too skinny, my upper back was too wide. Like I really nitpicked my looks. But then I realized based on, now I'll admit it is based on outside cues and clues from males and females, other people outside my family, but my features are attractive, especially to women. I mean, males find me attractive too, gay males or whatever, but women find me attractive. My height, I'm 6'3". I'm fit. Right now, I'm probably around 210 pounds. I go to the gym every day. I lift weights. I do a lot of cardio. So I have an athletic physique, broad shoulders. I'm an ectomorphic build, which research says is the most attractive build. An ectomorphic build is where you have broad shoulders, wide shoulders, narrow waist, slender extremities like wrists and ankles and things like that. That's technically the most attractive physique. And I know in amongst males, being a mesomorph or a more rounded physique or a thicker physique, you know, what you would consider buff is generally considered the more attractive build or desirable build, but not according to sexual attractiveness. My build, tall, broad shoulders, slim waist, long arms, an ectomorphic build, like a Dorito shape, that's considered the most attractive build. What I used to think was just a big, wide forehead, females find attractive because I discovered that evolutionarily speaking, a broad forehead suggests or signals or signifies strength, power. So females find that attractive. You know, growing up, I used to hate the way I looked. I'm like, oh man, I got a big forehead. I thought my hairline was going back. Speaking of hairlines, all men need to stop getting their hairline pushed back at the barbershop. Just maybe take 3 to 6 months. Use some minoxidil, maybe some rosemary oil. Touch up your hairline on the front of your hair. Don't let any barber touch it. Let that thing grow back and heal. And then come back and tell them to cut that shit at a 90 degree angle. Like stop going back up. Wherever the front part of your hairline is, it's always 90 degrees straight across. You're just getting, once you comb your hairline forward, you're getting the scragglies off. You're not carving an arrow in the front of your head. And if you're over 30 years old, that's going to start equating to a receding hairline. So if I were you, stop getting that shit touched up so tight every time. It doesn't have to be perfect every time like that. Like let it heal for a while and then go back and get the scragglies off and get that thing as straight across as you can. But anyway, last thing, I used to be so insecure about my looks because, again, not only did I not hear that I was good looking when I was younger, but I actually heard the opposite from my family in some cases. I'll never forget the time when I asked my mother when I was a teenager, could she take me to the dermatologist to deal with my acne at the time? And maybe she didn't have the money, whatever the case was. God bless her. I appreciate her for raising me to how she did, but I'll take it from here. Her response was, if you're ugly, you're ugly. You know, that's kind of a crappy thing to tell anybody, let alone a teenager who's insecure about his looks because of acne. My aunt, once I did start going to the dermatologist, you know, I was kind of happy with some of the results, but she made the comment, oh, okay, yes, I see a little bit of improvement, but you probably still gonna need some plastic surgery. She was being sarcastic. But to an insecure person, in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, so it doesn't matter what I do, I'm still gonna be ugly. So that's the point I started from on my journey to looks max and to be confident in my looks and my presentation. So now at my age, you know, I'm amazed that my faith is that God causes me to age backwards. I'm getting younger as I get older. I look younger, not a single gray hair, not a wrinkle on my face. I look young. But of course, exercise and fitness and eating right, not smoking or drinking and honoring God will cause you to look younger. So now, it's not up for debate. Even as a handsome man, I know that every guy is not going to be attracted to me. Every female is not going to think I'm good looking. Objectively so, I am a handsome guy. That's not up for debate. That's not up for argument. But whether you find me good looking or not, or whether I'm attracted to him, no, not everybody's going to find me that. I don't find everybody attractive. Now, I can objectively see that you are a handsome guy. I may not, or a pretty woman, but I may not be attracted to you. Even so, if somebody were to hate and, oh, well, he ain't that good looking, or he ain't handsome at all. I mean, you crazy out your motherfucking mind if you're trying to say I'm ugly. Not in a million fucking years. Even when I was ugly, I wasn't ugly. I'm a handsome man. But even if somebody were to take that approach and say that to me, it would be a win for me. If somebody is discussing or debating your looks, that means you've won. Because I can guarantee you that you're not discussing or debating their looks. They're watching you. They're looking at you. That would be like when you catch a group of girls or guys kind of whispering about you because they're attracted to you, or maybe one or two people in the group is attracted to you, so they like smiling, you know, give you a little choosing signal. But let's say if one of their friends is like, he ain't that cute, or he, I don't know, I don't like him, it's still a win for you because they're talking about you. So that's a win. It's a win-win. All right, in conclusion, be confident. To quote the scripture, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm made in God's image. I'm a handsome man. Enough said. Stay up. I'm out.